This article is titled "The Social Media Purge: Is the Mises Institute Next?" We are accustomed to hearing predatory language from politicians, but this issuance from the Twitter account of Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy yesterday is particularly telling. Quoting his tweet, "InfoWars is the tip of a giant iceberg of hate and lies that uses sites like Facebook and YouTube to tear our nation apart. These companies must do more than take down one website. The survival of our democracy depends on it." End quote. Now, when a politician, particularly a U.S. senator, tells companies what they must do, there is a clear threat of government action if they don't. What exactly does Mr. Murphy imply for noncompliance? Harsh new regulations, antitrust inquiries, tax audits? The word for this, as Justin Raimondo points out to us, is extortion. Now, big tech is fully complicit in this era of growing soft censorship by ostensibly private companies. In just the past 48 hours, several social media platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, owned by Google, and iTunes, owned by Apple, banned provocateur Alex Jones from their platforms. Jones often promoted guests like Dr. Ron Paul, Lou Rockwell, and Peter Schiff back in the 1990s, when alternative voices were few and far between. Twitter also suspended the accounts of Ron Paul Institute director Daniel McAdams, Antiwar.com editor Scott Horton, and retired U.S. Foreign Service officer Peter Van Buren, three prominent libertarian and non-interventionist voices. And all this happened without Senator Murphy lifting a finger. Yes, tech companies are private organizations with shareholders. Yes, nobody has a right to a platform or a microphone or an audience. Yes, nobody in America is being put in jail or fined by government for speech. At least not yet, anyway, because so-called hate speech laws already are in place across the West and are supported by many voters in the U.S. We, meaning the Mises Institute, do not advocate regulation of social media or technology companies under common carrier or utility theories or via public accommodations laws. But the unholy nexus of state and corporate power is at the core of the libertarian critique. Big tech is deeply involved with government at many levels, from data collection to spying, to developing weapons and AI, to providing cloud space to noxious federal agencies. Tech companies derive their economic, social, and cultural power not only from their competence in the marketplace, but increasingly also from their connection to the state as well. It is precisely this alliance that gives rise to justified criticisms of a power elite. Taken to its ultimate conclusion, the alliance becomes openly fascist. In this sense, libertarians have every justification to oppose consolidations of economic power and to oppose the blurring between First Amendment violations by expressly state actors and deplatforming of alternative voices by state-connected actors. Is the Mises Institute next in the purge? Will we be deplatformed, shadow banned, or otherwise erased for promoting views, proudly radical anti-state and anti-war views that the power elite cannot abide? The answer lies in building independent platforms. Mises.org was a very early pioneer online, providing a critical forum for libertarian and Austrian writers way back, beginning in October of 1996. As a result, the site had a head start in becoming among the most visited economics hubs in the world. Much of our traffic is organic. Visitors either direct their browser to the homepage or arrive at a particular page through search engines like Google. Unlike newer sites, Mises.org is less dependent on social media feeds to drive traffic, less than 20%. And while our site traffic is robust, that percentage drops as social media platforms adjust their algorithms to punish content sites and keep you distracted rather than clicking through. So while the site could and would survive being deplatformed by social media companies, it would not take much for search engines to disappear our content, so to speak. Imagine typing Austrian economics or Mises or Rothbard into Google and finding no Mises.org results at all, or having those results shunned to the 20th page of results. You can help fight back by taking small steps today. Set Mises.org as your homepage and visit frequently to make sure you're seeing our articles and content that social media outlets hide from your feeds. When you do see our articles pop up, help us by clicking through and circulate them via email to acquaintances using direct links rather than simply sharing social media posts that in many cases simply disappear down a rabbit hole. The state and its croniest friends have built a world that seeks to silence our perspectives. It is time that we recognize that having arguments and content means nothing if conduits for disseminating them are shut down.
For more content like this, visit Mises.org.